my hair's mad shaggy. I'm kinda heavy, but I'm not too flappy. I'm in sweat, so my hair's mad shaggy. I'm kinda talkative, kinda like Gabby. I'm in sweat, so my hair's mad shaggy. I'm kinda heavy, but I'm not too flappy. I'm kinda talkative, kinda like Gabby. Must feel good, cause the girls all wanna grab me. I'm in sweat, so my hair's mad shaggy. I'm in sweat, so my hair's mad shaggy. I'm in sweat, so my hair's mad shaggy. I'm kinda heavy, but I'm not too flappy. I'm kinda talkative, kinda like Gabby. Must feel good, cause the girls all wanna grab me. I'm in sweat, so my hair's mad shaggy. Kinda like Gabby. I'm in sweat. I'm in sweat, so my hair's mad shaggy. I'm kinda heavy, but I'm not too flappy. I'm kinda talkative, kinda like Gabby. Must feel good, cause the girls all wanna grab it.
Stranded against your will on the Crypto Queen show. You may enter, but you may not leave. So I'm very sorry to tell you. I hope you took your favorite stuffed animal because this island has no return. No return. I always wonder, like, one of those things I always ask myself is, if I were on a stranded island, what one food would I bring? I'm pretty sure it would just be pizza because you've got your dairy, your meat, your grains, and your fats. Like, it's all a person really needs in life is a little bit of pizza, right? Am I right? Isn't there this new show out there? What's it called? Naked and Afraid or something, where they like drop a bunch of naked people off on the island and they have to like make themselves clothing out of mud and straw, and like may the best man or woman win. Hey everybody, this is Little Scribe. This is the Crypto Queen show. You have, yes, you are in the right place. We are mainstreaming all things crypto for the masses. My favorite thing to do is find projects that are being built on the blockchain that can easily mainstream and bring in, oh my gosh, hold on a second. Okay, we have a Google voice in our house. Apparently someone's intercomming. You guys, I started working for a company that does like smart home stuff. And it's crazy because my nature is more like hug trees and like sing frolicking music and like while I'm frolicking in the water, and my whole house is like high tech right now. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, how do I plug this in? Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about a couple of things. The first, oh my gosh, Verstikkin has his stuff AXA with him. Stuffed AXA. I never know how to pronounce that. I always want to say Aska, like Ask Jeeves. Stuffed AXA. What did you do? Oh my gosh, I need to pull this up. I need to pull that up. I'm going to put this on the screen share. You guys are going to just have to deal. That's my stuffed AXA. AXA. Thank you, Firsty. What? Okay. So here's the deal. Is I'm always talking about projects that are being built on the blockchain. That's my number one thing. You guys know this is where you're going to find that. So if you know anyone who's building something cool on the blockchain, it doesn't have to be Hive, please let me know. I would like to interview them. So I have a couple of people, I'm not necessarily booked out, but I do have a couple people lined up. I can move things around if I need to. But if you are building something or you know someone who's building something on the blockchain and you think that it's has implication for the Hive platform or for mainstream peeps, please let me know because I will interview them. And that's actually how I found our first guest today, who is actually not going to be on for a few minutes because he's on a show right now, his own live show. So he'll be creeping in about 15 minutes. It's Adam Collector, and he is going to be talking about the Rising Star game. And it's a new game that was built on the Hive blockchain. And I'm very excited to dive right into that. And then once we're done going over his game and reviewing how that works, we are going to try and bug Verstikkin. And no, I do not have a beep function. So you're just going to have to set your settings to 30 plus. And we're going to have to ask Firsty to try and hold his tongue. Try and hold his tongue. No, we don't want you to hold your tongue. We want you to be honest. But, you know, we'll take it in stride, guys. We are here to hear good opinions, and I like everything that Verstikkin has to say about the Hard Fork 23 heist. I don't like calling it a heist. Yes, Blue Robo is worried about the children. Think about the children, Blue. He's like, Little Scribe, you're gonna need to get a bleep thing. We're worried about the children. The thing is, last time Verstikkin was on my show, it was very impromptu, the things he had to say, which I actually appreciated because he's very articulate, but he kind of F-bombed, and like, it's not that I don't like really appreciate what he's saying, but I'm sitting here thinking, wow, that was a really sexy way of saying the F word in a Norwegian accent. Like, I just couldn't get over the Viking. I'm sorry. It's just, it's a problem. So we're gonna try real hard not to worry about that. But anyway, so the sexy Norwegian F-bombs. It is true. We will keep them at bay. We're not here to just F-bomb all day. Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on a second. All right, I just got a message from Rising Star Game. He says he's finishing his show. He'll be here in a few minutes. No Rosh, Rising Star Game. All right, I see a few of you today. I just want to say a little shout out, a little hello. We've got Ab12345, who, by the way, I have invited to be on this show in, I guess it would be 3 weeks from today. Okay, check holder, I'm going to mute you, sweetheart, because you're making weird noises. I want everybody to mute yourself unless you plan on being interviewed today. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to have Ab12345 on the show today, or on the show in like 3 weeks after his holiday. So he's working on some amazing stuff. I love what he's doing. And then today we've got a very strong lineup. We have Rising Star Game, and then we've got some Firsty. Okay. So let's just dive right into it. First of all, I wanted to show you guys the Rising Star Game. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it up on my screen. I like to do my screen shares. You know me. All about the screen share. Oh yeah, I was going to say hello to everybody. Sorry. Let's get back to that first. Let me do a little hello. We have a hello to... I don't know how to pronounce it, so tell me, Ab, because I just call you Ab. And then we have Ascended. I actually invited Ascended to the show because she's kind of my go-to in the blockchain game realm. Like, I am not the expert, so I just kind of wanted her to check it out with me, and maybe I'll get her input either in the comment section or after the show. But I wanted her to kind of check out this game with me. She's sort of our resident blockchain game expert. If you guys ever have any questions about operating or statistics of games, or like what the, I don't know, the configurations are. She's not a gaming programmer. She's just a gamer, is my understanding. Okay, so she's one of my good friends. I love her to actual death. Do us part. At Nasso, Battleaxe, Blue Robo, you know I love you. Bitcoin Venom, nice to see you. Fox on, always good. First Stickin, we'll see, it depends. Joseph 230, Nakedverse, P Cook, ooh, cool name. Pundito, Rising Star Game, and Raleigh, Stranger 27, The Turtle Project, The Hive, and Wink and Woo. I think some of you might be here from. Coming from the Rising Star Game, some of you might be coming from the gutters of the Hive, and you just randomly found yourselves here. I promise you. Sorry?
I sing the.
Okay,
I sing the video of the class. But.
Okay, apparently Jessica.
4 hours into the class, 4 hours.
Okay, Jessica's saying something. I don't know if it's to me. I went ahead and muted you, your mic, Jessica. I apologize. I'm just muting everyone. Make sure and mute your mics, guys, unless you are talking on the show today. UBG, the Night Flyer, you guys, it's great to see you all today. So we're going to start out. I'm heading back over to the Rising Star, and I'm putting it up on my screen. So if you want to see what I'm doing, we're going to talk for about 20, 30 minutes about the game, because I think this is kind of a cool segue into what I'm all about. And then we're going to talk about the Hard Fork 23 heist, maybe get some progress updates on that, get some opinions, albeit strong ones. So if you'll all head over to the Vim page, you'll see I have screened up there the Rising Star Game. And then Rising Star, once he hops on, you guys let me know. I'm going to keep his mic open because he'll be on in like 10 minutes. So I just... Oh, you're here. Oh, great. Let me do a quick introduction of you then, because I just barely hopped onto the game. And I have it on my screen share, but Rising Star Game, that's your name, at least in this setting. And also you have a Rising Star Game Hive account. But for the sake of those who kind of don't know that name yet, you're also very much known as Adam Collector and probably other things, but Adam Collector is responsible for a Discord channel that basically coalesced all of our favorite musicians into one place. As far as I understand, you've done so many different things, but one of the things that you've done is you've made, am I right? You've made a radio station for Hive. Is that correct?
The radio station is in the game, but it's kind of evolved from something that started out as me being, well, I'm a musician as well. My other name is Juxta, which is my musician name.
That's true. Yes.
Just to give you a little bit of history, so you kind of understand where it all came from. I started out. I'm a programmer, and I've been programming for decades. I won't tell you how old I am, but I've been programming for decades.
Well, and, you might just be a child prodigy from age 3. It's fine. We totally hear you.
This could be true.
Yeah, it could be.
You'll have to stop me if I rattle on too much, because I do tend to talk quite a lot.
No worries. Yeah, just a quick background, and then maybe what inspired the game. What I want to do is a quick introduction into what the game is, and then I want you to tell us, like, what got you doing it, okay? So the game, called Rising Star Game, and it's risingstargame.com. So if you would like to find the game, it is super easy, risingstargame.com. And he has made it super easy to log in. All you do is download the plugin, the Hive Keychain plugin, which you probably already have on your computer. Literally, it hives you into every decentralized application that's being built on this blockchain. And so he's made it really easy, and he's using the Hive Keychain. So for me, I went there and I log in. I just put in my name, Little Scribe, and it already opened up my account for me because I was already logged in through the Hive Keychain. So the game itself is built on the Hive blockchain, and it was, how did I phrase it? I found this off of your page. It is a busking to fame game built on the Hive blockchain. All of the actions and events you do in the game interact with the Hive blockchain, and the idea is to level up your busking cards to proper open mic events cards and eventually open a live show with thousands of fans. The cards can be earned through busking. And if you don't know what busking is, that's just like seeing somebody on the street or in the subway holding their hat out for cash. It may or may not be legal, but it's just, we see it everywhere. So you can earn the cards through busking, or you can purchase them through the market, and you can swap out Hive, or you can purchase them with star points, which I don't know if that's the right word. I'll have to go back. The fans can also be earned or purchased. The energy to do these things can also be earned or purchased. The star bits help as well. They can be earned or purchased. It's just like any other mobile game app that you would find anywhere. The things move along much more quickly if you just have the juice to do it, but you can kind of make it a hobby game as well if you're not interested in purchasing anything in-app game purchases. You can just kind of hobble along slowly but surely. You take it at your own pace. So it's the same as pretty much any game I've ever played, in that, you know, if you purchase coins or if you purchase experience points or you purchase certain boosters, then it will move things along more quickly. And so I kind of feel like I want to call you Adam Collector. I don't know. That's just kind of how I know you. What should we call you in here? Cause I know, let's see, Rising Star Game. Cause I feel like Rising Star Game is just going to be the title of the game. So I'm going to call you Adam Collector. Anyway,
yeah, that's fine. I mean, most people call me Jux.
Jux. Okay. We'll call you Jux. I actually feel like everyone in this audience knows you as Jux. So we'll call you Juxta. I'll have to remember that. Juxta. Okay, so with that being said, I've given you a proper introduction. What was the purpose, or or what was your motivation for building this game?
Okay, so so as I was saying, I've been a coder for kind of decades, as a kind of a hobby, really, I've got a family, and when my family got to a certain age, I had a bit more spare time, I decided to do music as a hobby, and I put it out on something called SoundCloud, which is the main place that kind of amateur musicians go to share their music. But it was really difficult to get anyone to listen to it, so I came up with this idea of having a website that I could create where people put their music on, and they can only listen, or they can only get their music heard if they listen to other people's music and earn credits. Kind of a way to get people to listen to your music, basically, because trying to do it by just spamming it out to people or just putting it on websites and putting it on Spotify, it just doesn't work. You have to basically be either a very big artist or have a lot of money or tour a lot and get your fan base that way. So that's where it all started. And then I wanted to learn, I kind of got into blockchain, found out about blockchain through one of the musicians actually on the website. And I was on Steam and I've been on loads of different blockchain sites, absolutely fascinated with the whole technology, because I was there when the internet wasn't around. And I remember getting this excited when the internet came out.
Yeah, I totally hear you. I still remember the first day that I learned what email was. I was 18. I about like peed my pants. And that is literally how I felt the first day I found out about Steam, the blockchain blogging interface where you can actually earn, but also you're building blockchain and you're building like cryptocurrency. And David was like one of the first people I ever met. And that was literally 4 years ago. And look at us now. Just look at us now. Isn't it just so amazing? We've gone from infancy to toddlerhood. So we're talking about the Rising Star game. And in so doing, I'm going to open up my screen share. If you guys want to check out what I'm doing, I'm over on Vim and YouTube, and I don't know about 3Speak. I can't get that figured out. Somebody help me, please. Okay, so I'm actually on the page here. You log in. All you do is just download the Hive Keychain extension, and you're going to be fine. You log right in. And then what you do is you click on this button that says Start a Mission. Now, remember, guys, this is alpha. So we are so proud of our developers for putting stuff out there while it's still under development. It's in test phase. So if you're interested in helping with the development of this, one of the things that you can do is simply join the game and find glitches and report them, and or maybe make requests. Obviously, we don't want to be whiny little schoolgirls about it, but like, if you have a request for the game or you see something that's kind of glitchy or maybe you're a little confused, totally fine. It's still under development. But one of the things that I'm really, really, really loving about this game right off the bat is when you download or open the page, you don't actually download anything. That's another thing I love. I do not want to download somebody's game onto my computer. I just don't want to. So this is great. You don't have to download anything. It's all being held on a separate server that you log into. And that's my first favorite feature. My second favorite feature is instantly at the bottom, you're going to see Rising Star Radio. It instantly plays. So I'm going to play it for a second. Right now is playing In the Woodlands by Conflux. So this is a live radio station that's playing during the game. This by far is my favorite feature. Why? Because essentially as we were earlier talking about, as Rising Star Game was earlier talking about, or Juxta was talking about, one of the reasons for developing the game was to showcase his own music. Well, guess what? Now he's showcasing everyone on the Rising Star Radio. So everyone who, if you are a musician or if you know a musician who either would like a little more exposure or who is actually on the Hive blockchain and wants to get themselves a little more out there, what would be the way to get on Rising Star Radio?
The main thing would be to start playing the game, to start with, because you need a Hive account, because we're going to be adding tipping into the radio soon as well. So if people are listening to your music and they like it, they'll be able to tip you some star bits. So sign up with the game and then nip over to our Discord. You'll find the link at the top of the screen in the game. And just let me know. I'm at Rising Star Game over on our Discord. So just get a hold of me and say you'd like your music included. And we'll sort it out.
Can you do me a favor and go ahead and drop the Discord link right here? I'm totally fine with that. Just go ahead and drop the Discord link. If you guys want to be a part of the Rising Star Discord, check out the game or learning to get yourself on that radio station, go ahead and get in that Discord. Ascended says, games are excellent gateways for musicians. Really an ingenious concept. I completely agree, Ascended. It's so cool because you're basically bringing three worlds together. Number one, a gaming community or a card gaming community. Number two, a musician community. And number three, a blockchain or Hive community and or Hive community. So there is something in there for three different types of people: card games online, music online, and blockchain online. Some of us may have just one of those interests. Some of us may have all. The point is it's applicable to all subjects, all types. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about mainstreaming blockchain. This is such a perfect example of bringing something that's applicable on more than one level to more than one type of group of people in a way that is really easy to master. I am not super highly technical and I figured the game out very quickly. So, and that says a lot, and I'm not joking when I say that. So, and I'll just give it a summary. Basically, all you're doing is you're busking in this buskeria area right now in my hometown is the only place I'm allowed to busk. And over on the left, you're going to see fans, you're going to see luck, you'll see skill, and you'll see, I don't even know what this is, income modifier points. And then on the right, you'll see the showcase that you're going to be doing. So in your hometown, you have the option to busk, you can do mic night, open mic night, you can do, busking with a license. And the way to get up to the next level is essentially earning XP, earning experience points. And the way you do that is you do the game. So the way I like to equate this is it's kind of like Haydays or Sims. Like you click on an activity or an event and then it carries itself out. And then when the event is complete, then you've earned yourself things, like you've earned yourself points. In this case, each event requires things and each event produces things. So you need a certain level of XP and you need a certain level of fans and you need a certain level of energy, for instance, in order to carry out an event. But when the event has carried out, you also earn more of those things. And so it's just a little bit of a give and take. Another thing that I love is if you look at the bottom, you've got a diary of all of my musical events. I love that you call it a diary. I think that's kind of cool. So the diary basically shows you all of the things that you have accomplished in the game. And it shows like when you've earned star bits, it shows if you've earned fans. It also, another really cool thing about this game is that you can, just very much like a musician, in order to earn energy, what are the three ways to earn energy? I love this. What is the three ways that you chose, Rising Star?
To earn energy, You can get cold slices of pizza that you might find lying around while you're busking. And they fill you up to 100% immediately, pizza. Or you can buy a pizza box and store the cold slice for later. a lot of these ideas come from the people playing the game. So it's very much a community-driven game. I don't just develop it on my own and then release new features. A lot of the players that are on Discord suggest a lot of these things. So the pizza box, for example, was a suggestion.
That is a great suggestion, the pizza box, and then you can store more pizza slices for later, as opposed to like a fridge and a warm pizza from actually delivery guy. That's so funny. And then you can get coffee. You can get coffee cups to store coffee in. But they do cost a lot of money. Like I actually was prompted to buy a coffee cup. So I went to go and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go buy a coffee cup. But you need 5,000 star bits on the exchange. And so you would think that that would be a deterrent, but to me, I was like, what? I only have 300 star bits. I need to go earn more star bits so I can get my coffee cup. Like, I think the psychology of the game is actually pretty well balanced out. One thing I would like to see is so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and click start so you guys can see what happens. So this is requiring 10 fan points, 15% energy. If you look to the left, I have 81% energy and I have 17 fans. So I'm good to go. I'm going to go ahead and click start. And what you'll see, and ordinarily what would happen is the music would play, but I have it on pause for the case of the show. But the illegal busking is a 5-minute play. So one of the things that I was saying would be kind of cool down the road, once you've ironed out all of the main wrinkles of the game, what would be kind of cool would be is if we could convert some of the, or all, or somehow some of the artists and musicians who are playing on the Rising Star Radio, if then when you click on an event like illegal busking, once you push play, then it would instantly play someone who's being showcased for that week. I think what would be ideal is if that person could maybe purchase the slot. Like, maybe people, maybe if you get up to the level of busking with a license, maybe you could have the option of purchasing either with in-game star bits or with actual Hive, purchasing a slot to illegally busk so that when people click on that particular event, yours will show up. And then if you have multiple people purchasing that, well, then it'll be randomized. But I how likely do you see that in the future as a way for people to showcase their actual music as being played when that event is played?
Technically, it's pretty easy to do, to be honest. I mean, it just requires a bit of code. The one thing what you'll find with, you probably know, with developers, is you're either really good at coding or you're really good at designing, and not very often good at both. So I can get the coding done for most of this functionality pretty quickly. I'm relying on other people to help me with the design. So some of the pages look a bit not so good at the moment. similarly, if we wanted to do something like that, it's not a lot of work to get the functionality working.
But oh, great.
Making it so it's not too complicated for people. And you know, a lot of the players are not musicians, so we don't want to add more complexity. We want it to only be available musicians that sign up as a musician in the game.
Oh, okay. So a lot of the players are not musicians and you don't want it to be unduly biased against them. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying we've got quite a lot of information already on the screen. We don't want to then have another button that says submit your music for illegal busking. We'd need to have it either someone signs up as a musician account, gives them the additional options.
Yeah.
Or it's hidden away somewhere on another page.
No, I agree. I think it does not need to be on that page. It needs to be what I would want to see as a musician, because I'm a musician, sort of. What I would want to see if I were a musician is I wouldn't want it to be like, click this if you want to be included. It would be something like, oh, somebody's being showcased? I've heard of them. How did they get on there? And then you could have like a little note that says, if you're interested in blah, 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 you know, go here and do this. That would be pretty easy functionally to do, I'm hearing, but you know what? The design is always the one that comes later. I totally get it. I think your design does the job. It's catchy enough. It's flashy enough. And as things progress, I'm sure things will just come more and more melded together. It's going to be beautiful as you go along. I suppose if anyone in the group today is interested in gaining some designing experience or helping out with designing, or maybe organizing things, feel free to message risingstargame.com on the Discord. And maybe, I don't know, if there's anything that you need, I'm sure you'll be happy to delegate. Obviously, you can't just like hop on and do whatever you want. But this is kind of one of those things that we all get to work together on. And anyway, so what's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is to have a major show and have like thousands of fans. Is there money to be made here? Aside from the potentiality of showcasing my music and or connecting with other musicians, is there potential to make money? And if so, what is that potential? How do people go about doing it?
in terms of a musician making money from their music?
No, gamers playing.
Well, you're earning star bits, and as you work your way up, you'll be earning more and more star bits. So obviously, you can sell those on the market. You can trade cards. So, I mean, if you go to the marketplace, from the menu at the top, you'll see all the cards that are being traded. You can buy like a 3-card random pack where you get at least one rare card or better. And a lot of people buy those packs, 10,000 star bits, and then will trade the cards they don't want. So you can see that there. Nice. Again, this was someone helped me design this because I did the original market page. It was really slow. And then someone looked at the code and said, I can make that faster.
I'm looking at the market page now. I actually really love the colors. I love the gray and black against the blue, or the blue against the gray and black. I like that you can filter it. Like if you want to get a cheap guitar, or you want to get a drum kit, or you want to get a coffee cup, you can filter it out. And then if you look to the right, what you can purchase things with, it looks like people are selling things for Swap Hive. They're selling it for Star Bits. They're selling things for DEC. DEC, that's basically the liquid coin used on the Splinterlands game. So people are actually trading, buying and selling using coin from different games, which is kind of cool. There's Steam, there's Starbits, there's Hive, there's Declan, there's beer. I mean, you can basically, I love it. This is great. This is awesome. So, okay. So if any of you have any questions, go head over to the Rising Star Game Discord channel. And I feel like we had some giveaway cards today. Did you have a pack that you were wanting to give away today?
Yeah, we can give away 3 random packs, booster packs, which will contain 3 random cards each. So I don't know how you want to do the giveaway. I'll leave that up to you. All I would need is people to send me their Hive names if they win. And they just need to sign up with the game so that it's got an entry in the database for me. Then I can give them their pack that they can open.
Okay, I'll tell you what. if you are interested in a card pack for the Rising Star game, go ahead and say card pack. Drop it in the Discord right now or in them and say card pack. And then I will include you in a randomized drawing that I will create from the internets, the interwebs. I'll try and do that live. I'm just gonna like randomize it. So it looks like we have several people who are interested. So we'll take the top, we'll just take 3 people. I will randomly choose out of that pile. I'll just like put your names in a pile and we're gonna have the computer select it. So, and then once I choose you, I will mention who your names are and then you're just gonna go bug Rising Star Game in Discord and then he'll get you your card packs. Sound good? For the rest of you, all you need to go is do risingstargame.com. Plug in the Hive keychain and you can just start playing right away. There's really nothing to it. If you have any questions, again, let Rising Star Game know or just go over to the Discord. Okay. Is there anything else? I feel like I'm sure there's so much we could cover on that. Let me actually check my little list. I have a list.
There is something that I would like to just give you a shout out about.
Yeah, sure.
We released what I think is probably the most exciting new feature in the game. I basically just announced it on my show that was before this one that we do every week on YouTube. And it will go live tomorrow. And it gives you the ability, when you level up to the second zone, you can unlock all your bat members. So you'll see on your account, it says that they're all locked. 4 little cards next to your main card, it says locked.
Okay.
When you go up to the second zone and you complete the band auditions, you unlock the different band members.
Uh-huh.
And then you can use your character cards for your band.
Ooh.
And you can add instruments to it. That's all live. That was all live in the game anyway. But now you can actually create your own songs. So every band member and every instrument has its own what we call a stem if you're a musician and you've done your own mixing.
Uh-huh.
It's like a single track each instrument, and it's got singers as well. So singers from our community also recorded audio tracks, vocals, and you can mix your own song and soon you'll be able to submit it to a weekly chart.
Are you serious? Are you freaking kidding me? That is so insane. This has so much crazy potential. Wow. So I'm imagining that they're probably on like a simple beat loop where you can kind of mix and match and it's not going to make a huge difference. It'll just kind of maybe sound.
It's actually a bit better than that. So they're 3.5 minute long tracks or stems. So every time we release a new car with a new instrument,
we'll
create a bass track, which is 3.5 minutes long.
Wow.
It's the same beats per minute as all the other tracks.
Okay.
And it stays to a very similar theme.
Yeah.
Some things won't work well together because we wanted to kind of simulate if you were trying to build a band and you had some really bad people coming in. So some of it sounds really crap.
Wow. Have you got Isaria helping you out? You ought to talk to her because I know she does stuff like this for... the Splinterlands. She does a ton of music there. I'm sure she'd love it. I'm sure she would. Make sure you hit her up. And if you don't, I will. But this sounds amazing.
Yeah,
so
I've spoken to her in the past a few times. She nips into our other Discord, the Atom Collector Records one.
Oh, she does. Oh, gosh. That's great. So if you're a musician or if you're a gamer or if you like anything what you hear, or if you're a developer or a designer, there's always a need for someone. Am I right? There's enough room for everyone. So I'm not saying you're going to like get $50,000 an hour, but this is the kind of project that might be one of those things you kind of invest a little time in and then it turns into something down the road. Whether it adds to your resume, whether it helps you build a platform that makes it a better place, whether you're just doing it for the kicks and giggles, there's so many reasons to get involved in a project like this. So what I want to know is, are you looking into getting funding so you can kind of expand this at the level that you think that it deserves? Or are you still kind of like, let's build this out at turtle pace? What's your goal?
Yeah, not at all, actually. This is effectively a hobby for me. I've run my own company for about 15 years. And I've done various different things, and I've had staff in the past, and it's quite stressful.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in making this as fun as possible because then it has a better chance of surviving.
Okay.
So I'm not looking for investment, even if someone came along, because I don't want to have to basically answer to anybody.
Okay.
I'm quite happy to develop this with the community and make it as fun as it can be.
That is amazing. I love that. Did you guys hear that? So he's not looking to make money or make it in the Sunday news. This is simply a hobby game. He wants it to be fun and everybody to enjoy and it not to be one of those things where he has to answer to investors and be miserable and like crank out 80-hour work weeks. So I totally hear you. Very, very smart. Okay, so... thank you so much for coming on the show today, Juxta. Thanks so much for bringing your fans. We're super excited what you're doing. And I will go back and give some free giveaways to a couple of people so you guys can get started. If anybody has any questions, remember, just drop it in the chats here and or head over to Rising Star Game Discord, okay? All right, super. Okay, so next up to bat. Let's see what we have on the agenda. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. We have some Hard Fork 23 updates. Before we jump into the major chats, you guys, I actually wanted to poll from my favorite author currently on the subject, and that is Apps Hamilton. And if you recall, Apps Hamilton was on our show, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I do have that show. You can it's episode number 4. Just go on my page, Little Scribe, and you can find it. It's on YouTube, okay? Or on I linked it into my Hive account. If you want to watch that show, it is worth a listen. But I essentially, with the help of Apps Hamilton, is we break down how Hard Fork 23, which was basically when we forked away from the Steam blockchain and started the Hive blockchain, was we talked about how though that event in itself was harmless, but it did cause a ripple effect in that Justin Sun, who is the major shareholder of Steam It Incorporated, was unhappy with Hard Fork 21. Justin Sun became ill at ease with said Hard Fork, and then through the course of a few weeks developed a plan to retaliate, as far as we all sort of see it. And what he came up with is Hard Fork 23, where he developed an account that essentially took hold of the holdings in 65 different accounts that belong to Steam holders, account holders. And it came to the amount of anywhere between $5 and $7 million. So we're essentially, what we did in episode 4 was we determined whether that was in fact an illegal heist or whether it really was truly stolen funds or if it was just a hard fork and that's the way it goes because code is law. And what we established is that, yes, it was by definition legally both in Texas and in Australia, which was the laws that we were looking at, that yes, it was considered stolen funds. And so since that time, I've just been kind of keeping tabs on the status of the funds and the status of any potential lawsuits. To my knowledge, and I do not have actual names, but I do know, and they may even be in the audience today. So if this is you and you want to say something to it, feel free. But just know, oh, Black Eye Butterfly, hello. I've heard some of your music on that game that we were just playing. Turtle Project, same thing. You guys have some good stuff. So if you know of anything, my sources say that there is at least one civil suit against Justin Sun and or Steam It Incorporated regarding at least their personal account that was stolen and reallocated into another Steam fund and then reallocated onto the Bittrex exchange. The other thing that I have heard from a reliable source is that there has been at least one criminal complaint. So that is all I know, guys. I don't know how far things have gotten or what has happened since then, but what I do know is this, is that Binance's CZ, according to Apps Hamilton, has come up with a punishment to Justin Sun by moving 300 million USDT, tethered US tether, from Tron to Ethereum blockchain. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and read this because I feel like Andrew Hamilton does a better job than I do. And it's really short, so you guys can go take a look. I will set up the screen share if you wanna go check it out on Vim. And here we go. Okay. It says the fallout of Justin Sun's hostile takeover of the Steam blockchain and attacks on its community continues. When Justin Sun tricked Binance and some other major exchanges to power up their liquid Steam and vote out the community elected witnesses, he caused no end of damage and problems to Binance. So if you guys recall, Binance is a major witness on Steam. And Justin Sun apparently tricked major witnesses on the Steam blockchain to essentially agree to Hard Fork 23, which effectively relegated all of those 65 accounts to zero and delegated that money to Justin Sun. So essentially those witnesses participated in a hard fork that was illegal and they do not want to be a part of it. And it was very difficult to get out of because they had so many problems with, well, we can't just deactivate the chain, we can't just shut down the exchange, and we can't do all these things. So Binance was sitting there going, what could we do? We don't want to be implicated in a crime, but we also don't want to just shut things down because that's going to be worse. What are we going to do? So according to Andrew Hamilton, Apps Hamilton, he says, First, their Steam was stuck in powered up escrow and take 13 weeks to get out. A big problem considering customers expect to be able to take their crypto. So what Binance did was they froze. They froze the accounts. So people couldn't take their money out because they're like, oh, what are we going to do? Everybody's frozen. Okay, so second, it caused a ton of reputational damage and anger in the large and active Steam and Hive communities. Then later, Justin Sun executed Hard Fork 23, which stole users' funds. This put exchanges in a difficult position, undermined what little reputation Justin Sun already had, if there was any to begin with. And then Binance said they were opposed to this, which they did make a public announcement, and I did share that on my show. I think that was episode 4 as well. They were opposed to this. They would punish Steam by removing listings. So it looks, though, that CZ has found another way to really hurt Justin Sun. And we're going to open that in a second. Oh, here, guys, let me drop the link here to the Discords. Let's drop the link to the Discords, and you guys can see what I am reading and follow along. It's reading time. Okay, so Binance, so it looks as though CZ has found another way to really hurt Justin Sun. Binance has just moved a huge amount of US Tether off the Tron blockchain, which is the blockchain that Justin Sun owns. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You guys. This is crazy pants. Off the Tron blockchain and onto Ethereum. Like, okay. So while the article does not, and then the article is here. It says, Tron in trouble? Binance moves 300 million Tether from Tron to Ethereum. And then it shows this really funny little picture. And then it says, on Tuesday, Tether announced a sizable swap from the Tron blockchain to the Ethereum protocol. Currently, USDT is available on other chains, but according to data from Flipside Crypto, the swap was conducted by or through Binance to Bitfinex in exchange for the same amount of USDT tokens as can be seen in the graphic below. Okay, so here's the graphic. Gorgeous little graphic, you guys. Look at what they did. Peeps be like really amazing. Like, I don't even have to do anything to make this show interesting. Look at that. I could tell you I did it, but I didn't. I love it. See, you can look. Bitfinex starts at 612 million and then suddenly goes down to 300 million. And we see where it went. Let's look at this. Where it went, it goes bloop over to Binance and over to, wait, where did it show? Yeah, I don't know. It's like distributed. Okay, that's my very technical interpretation of that chart. So did Tron and Binance have a fallout? Okay, that's basically what's going on here. So while the article doesn't mention the Steam Hive, I know, I love it for Stickin's laughing. I don't know if he's laughing at what I just said, but I find it laughable and also very, very perfect. So it doesn't mention the Steam Hive situation as a reason for Binance doing this, but we think that it's fairly clear from Binance's previous statements and the behavior of Justin Sun that CZ felt that Tron wasn't safe because it's complete. Not only wasn't safe, but maybe I feel like also maybe on principle that it's because it's completely controlled by Justin Sun, who has shown himself repeatedly, not just with the Steam blockchain, but also with DLive. He's shown himself willing to completely centralize a blockchain and steal user funds. He did a similar, not a similar heist, but he did a kind of scammy thing with DLive. Not that we feel too sorry for DLive, but we do, for its users, we do. And it's not just about this. It's about really sticking it to Justin Sun by moving the USDT to Tron's arch enemy, Ethereum. So it's not just about sticking it to him. It's not just about being on principle. It's about, okay, guys, we're making a statement here. You don't mess with us. And they took out 300 million in assets and move it to Ethereum. So, and the funniest thing, here's what's funny, is that you guys may not know this, but Vitalik from Ethereum, Ethereum's founder, Vitalik, has made scathing public remarks against Justin's son on many counts. So for 300 million of Justin's son's basically not assets, but usable assets to now make it over to the Ethereum blockchain is probably not going to be very nice for certain people with the essential initials of JS. So how Andrew puts this is it's pretty clear that what goes around comes around, and Justin Sun will be paying for his sins against the Steam Hive community for a long time. Are you with us today, Andrew? I don't see you anywhere. He's probably in bed. It's super, super late wherever he is. But I love this whole thing. I love that he noticed this, that he's paying attention, and that this is like so totally what happened. I feel like a lot of people are mad. It's not just the Steam and Hive platform. It's large players like Binance. You do not want to screw these guys over. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not just the 300 million that they moved over to Ethereum and that they're going to be like, oh, there, now I feel better. Oh, no. My bones is telling me that's just the beginning. We understand we can't just like retaliate in the night. But I do know that lots of peeps is mad. And it isn't just the 65 users on the Steam blockchain that were stolen from that are angry. When you have someone like Binance whose entire reputation and line of business is at stake because some stupid millennial goes and makes a decision out of retaliation because he can't sleep at night unless all of his thumbs are in his mouth, then we do have huge issues. And yes, he's a millennial, and maybe I shouldn't be so quick to judge because I've never owned a blockchain before. But one thing I do know is you don't go pissing people off when it comes to money. And you don't go pissing people off when it comes to business decisions. Last I checked. First stick in. Do you have any comments on the subject? You've been very patient. And you have not said a word except for in the chats. If you want to say something, speak now. You don't have to, but you may.
I have such comments that you would... Well, you have your bleep button ready?
I will just verbally bleep you. I'll just go bleep.
Bleep.
You can bleep. You just bleep yourself. Just be like, bleep, fucking. Okay, so what's your thought? What is your thought? What's your thoughts?
You'll be the most beautiful girl in this room.
Oh, thanks. I love how I'm the only girl. Actually, no. Ascended is a girl. Battle Axe is a girl. There's some girls in
here. That's true. as far as we know.
Well, you're the most beautiful Viking in this room.
That is also true. Well, let's get back to this pie-eating shark goblin, also known as Justin. Anybody have anything nice things to say about Justin Sun?
Yes, I have something. Forever. Hold your peace. No, I have something very nice to say about Justin Sun. He has baby soft skin from his pictures. It just seems like he has baby soft skin.
Because he's never used it. You can see that in his pictures.
Justin's son has never seen the sun.
That's true. The sun part of his name is...
Foxon says Justin's son fits very nicely in the overhead compartment, which may or may not shift during travel.
Do you think that Justin's son is going to survive the internet's wrath? I mean, it's been 13 plus weeks, right?
Yeah.
So he will face a certain wrath that we all know will land on him, and not in a...
Well, I don't know what kind of wrath is going to hit him. I wish I knew. I feel like we have a couple levels of wrath. We've got the legal wrath, which is already beginning. We've got the business wrath, retaliatory and or reciprocal wrath coming from Binance and those thereof. And then we've got some internet or blockchain wrath, which we have yet to see. I kind of feel like he's got a long leash going right now, and a lot of people have been very pissed. I know that there are actually, of the 65, there are actually people saying, I just don't really feel like it's worth me getting worked up. I'm just moving on. And then there are others who are saying, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I will have his head. So, and there's everything in between. What I think would be really cool is if all 65 people got together and said, let's just file like a, it wouldn't be a class action suit. It would be a multi-defendant or a multi-plaintiff.
Come on, come on. Don't forget about the class action lawsuit and all that. Look at what these 65 people already have done to his neighborhood. They made the Four Gorges Dam almost explode in anger. They flooded half of China, and they restarted the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, isn't that rape?
COVID-19 started long before Justin's son was even probably born.
Yeah, but this is the second wave. You know, this is the Justin wave, the justice wave.
Yes, the justice wave. He who shall remain nameless wave. We don't say his name here. That is a curse. Beep. Beep.
He will be one of those many internet assholes that will remain. Who the fuck is he? You know, in the future, nobody's going to remember him.
No one will.
The sun will not shine anymore.
I agree. I think one of the, you know what's funny? Someone who has like overly large sized, not just egos, but like intense levels of megalomania, such as one that we might consider Justin's son to be. People who have those types of egos and issues of narcissism and stuff that are like more of the public variety, the biggest thing you can do is essentially blacklist him from any other transaction ever under any circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. This drug loving cock waffle.
You broke out. I'm sure it was very interesting.
Sorry. Yeah, it was very good. I can't remember. I think it was something about his eye color. You know, being there are so many colors in the world, and you can look into Justin Sun's eyes, and like, he'd be asking you over Skype, hey, first thinking, what do you think my eye colors are? And I'm like, what eye colors is that? That's Burgunder lies, man. Burgunder lies.
I know. I just think, I just like to be practical here. Like, we want to talk actual concrete stuff. Like, concretely, what do we know? Concretely, what can we do? He'll be blacklisted. He'll be sued.
Concrete is all, I'm all for concrete. I mean, if anybody have a crane and a lot of concrete and feet in concrete and
take a big hole,
yellow river, I won't complain about that.
Dig a big hole, pour him in, cover with concrete. Is that what I'm hearing you say? Anybody have any concrete? If anybody
have any concrete, you know what to do. You know what to do.
He
has the coronavirus. He needs to be detained.
He does.
The whole world is calling out for it.
I'm sure we're not the first. I feel like what he did is he picked the wrong fight. And he's going to keep barking up those trees. And it's going to get him buried in concrete.
He definitely did. You know, it's like Hitler. He tried to fight too many enemies on too many fronts, and that was his downfall. And Justin Sun is, you know, in the age of 2020, he's picked too many enemies on too many fronts. He scammed 65 Steemians. He scammed 2 or 3 exchanges in order to get his votes up for his fake witnesses.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something about some chickens or hen are coming back to roost or whatever, you know, something about that.
The hens come home to roost. Chicken or hens. Yes, they do. They come home to roost.
And some omelette and whatever, you know. Anyway, it's gonna be crushed and somebody's gonna come and roost on him. And it is this title he has on his Steam page, his Steam blockchain page, do you like Justin Sun? Or do you just want to fuck Justin Sun? You know, it's like you have two options, man. two options, and he's the one putting them out there. Do you like Justin Sun, or do you just want to fuck him?
Yeah.
You know, my vocabulary of fucking has 2,000 different meanings, you know, and I definitely want to see Justin Sun fucked.
Yeah. Okay, because my definition of that would mean, like, porn. So I don't want to see that.
No, it has nothing to do with pleasure.
No, pleasure.
No pleasure in it, you know. If Justin Sun gets fucked, there is no pleasure in that, you know, in my country or in Iceland or... No, fuck is not for pleasure. It's like a step above rape.
Right.
And he's the one asking for it. It's not anybody else. Look at his Steemit page. He's the one actually put that title there. Do you want to fuck Justin Sun or do you like him?
Oh, he did? Okay.
Nobody likes Justin Sun, you know?
Wow. Well, so Foxon reminds us that he scammed DLive, he scammed BitTorrent. I don't know if he scammed Tron. Yeah, he kind
of
did.
Of course he did. I was talking with my little brother in his Tesla the other day. What do you think about Justin Sun? Because he used to be a Tron investor and, you know, he looks up to me, his big brother, you know, he wants to... He wish he had 10 years more in crypto than I got. And he'd be like, well, Justin Sun is just bullshit talking. And, you know, his experiences from the Tron community and everything he's been experiencing that. And from what I heard, he's definitely been effing with the Tron community. Just like he's been effing with every single crypto community.
Exactly.
In crypto.
It almost,
it's not our fault.
Like,
it is his own fault. It is Justin's son that has put himself up to being chopped down like the tree that he is.
It's to the point that it's almost, to me, either he's like a crypto sabotage mastermind, or he really is just so clueless. Like, you really just
I think the latter one, because I mean, I know some masterminds in crypto, you know, and
but he has successfully
he's not
done
a mastermind of anything. I mean, he would lose against anyone in this Hive Live in Scrabble. He would definitely lose it against anyone, you know, even the illiterate folk that don't understand what we're talking about right now, it would lose.
My understanding of DLive was that, not that they were necessarily compliant, but they were complacent, because all he did was say, because DLive was on its last thread, and Justin says, I'll come in and buy you out, it's fine. So they didn't have much of a choice. So when he came in and he said, I'll tell you what, we're going to put you on the the Bittrex. We're going to put you on Bittrex and it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I was personally speaking, I don't know if you guys agree, but personally, I was upset the day I saw that the Steam wallet was back on Bittrex. I really felt like Richie Lay and Bill and...
Like on principle, we shouldn't have... On principle,
I mean, it's like Bittrex has been, for so many years, Bittrex has shown themselves and been worthy of being called the gold standard of centralized exchanges. So the day that they resumed the Steam wallet for deposit and withdrawals and with a live market, I just really felt like there is no more honesty in crypto anymore. There is nobody that is, you know, guarding the fences anymore, guarding the gates. And, you know, that they really let me down that day. And it's, you know, I love Richie, I love Bill, I love them all, but it's like they kind of cheated on me, you know? So I'm kind of looking for another exchange, but I know that nobody's stronger than they are.
You're like, I don't have a lot of options.
No, I don't, because, you know, I know that they are not ill-willed. I know that they are not ill-willed. But they could, if they wanted to, just make it so that we could see people withdraw from Bittrex.
Right.
We got Steam Exchange. Steam Engine. We got that one. If anybody wanted to exchange their Steam for Hive or for Bitcoin, they could do that on the DEX.
Yeah.
So there is no real need for Bittrex to, you know, continue on serving that market, which is a centralized market where Justin Sun and his, his faggots.
His minions. Minions.
Minions, that's a good word. His minions, Justin Sun and his minions, they are the one big whale on the Steam blockchain now. Why they are on a crypto exchange like Bittrex, they should not be on Bittrex anymore. Seriously, they should be long gone by now.
If we're working on principle alone, I guess we can argue that. But one of the philosophies in business is sometimes you kind of have to, bite the bullet on some things, because the overall value is what we're trying to achieve. It's not like working on an exchange inherently makes Steam dirty. It's just another option. It's just another place to go. It's not in itself a dirty thing. And if someone else is having a positive experience there and it adds value to the coin, I personally can't see why not. But maybe I'm just a little misinformed. I'm not keeping up on the Steam stuff lately. Maybe I oughta.
I guess I feel like it is about history and about the future of blockchain technology. You know, I think that if all the big miners in Bitcoin tomorrow decided that they would fork out people they didn't like, you know, the one that is currently mining Bitcoin decided they would fork out the accounts of Adam Back or Bitcoin Jesus, you know, they would have a protest about that, but then Bitcoin would go on like it always does, because it is now okay to fork out people that you don't like from the network. And I just don't believe in such a system.
Right.
It is very hard for me to swallow that camel and accept that bullet.
I agree. And I do think if we're going to, because I mean, in the last show we had you on, you were talking about if I'm invited to a birthday party and someone else doesn't get to come, you know, so what? They didn't get invited. But it's very different when you're writing out code that essentially steals from someone's accounts. And if you're being a part of that, you're being actually very nice the way you're putting it. So I don't know.
In the part of my mind that is purely fantasy, of course I would like to see that a lot of accounts were nulled and void, and that the pre-mine was null and void. But then the just part of my brain says, no, that is unjust. That is not okay. And for the first time, I've had a battle in my brain about what's just and what's fantasy. And even though I would love to see some pre-mined accounts being null and void, I can't accept it in the part of my brain that matters.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Even though part of you would like those pre-mined accounts to be null and void, you can't accept it in the part that matters. What about what Fox on? I think you might agree with Fox on. He says that basically exchanges, and you're referring to Bittrex, selling tokens to customers, knowing those customers may have their wallets confiscated at any time, is some real crap. You're right. Mm-hmm. That is some real crap. I think that's what it gets down to, is what kind of a risk are we entering into by using a wallet on that exchange? And is it my right to do so? Yeah. As a consumer, yes. Should I be more informed? Yeah. As a wallet or an exchange, should I be more transparent? Yes. Are there laws out there for that? No. Are there precedents that are being...
Well, for the next 3 years, there won't be any laws, whatever. But there will be an election in the United States, and then we will have 2 more years. And during those 2 years, there will be laws.
I agree. I don't know about the...
And that's what we have to look forward to, these idiots that... that can't get a sentence straight in Congress. They will be regulating the market and putting their best friends in different regulatory bodies in place to regulate the crypto markets. I mean, that's just what's going to happen.
It is what's going to happen. Also, what's going to happen is, whether you like it or not, Furstiken, there will be legal precedent set. It will happen. It is happening. People are causing enough issues in the crypto scene.
Right about that, but we won't see legal precedent happen in this case. So I'm welcoming and I'm looking forward to see what crypto knights all over the world can do to, you know, to revenge this, because, you know, if they don't revenge this, then it's a free-for-all forever.
I do feel like...
This, you know, you see Justin Sun expelled from the Communist Party, the CCP, that be something. You see him thrown out of his house, that be something. You see his tether destroyed in the Ethereum network. That would be something.
That would be something.
So I do not think that the internet is done with Justin Sun.
No.
I do not think that Farisim or Next Gen Crypto or Smooth or anybody that you know from the Steam blockchain, the witnesses, Or the big names are done with Justin Sun. I think that what we will see is Justin Sun being alone on the internet and have some minions there that are nobodies that will run away when real danger hit Justin Sun. Because, you know, I've been on the internet since 1994.
Mm-hmm.
When Olympics were in Norway, we got the internet.
Okay.
And I can't remember anybody that has offended a large part of the internet and gotten away with it ever.
Mm-mm.
So if Justin Sun gets away with what he did...
No, he won't.
That would be the first time I see somebody getting away.
Thank you. That's what I was...
on the internet.
That's what I've been trying to get at, because I feel like... As much as we want to see something concrete and we want to see some legal precedent and we want to see some heads turn, of course we want to see some heads on some stakes. But what I find it really weird is how awfully quiet things are. I find it super, super interesting how awfully quiet things are. And I do think you're right.
Because of down power period.
I think
the only reason. I remember when I was on your show a few weeks ago, I was saying that what Justin Sun did was a theft.
Yes.
And the next day on Twitter, it exploded that what Justin Sun did was a theft. And I realized that people were not speaking up because they were between a rock and a hard place. They were powering down. And they didn't want to speak out because they were not among the 65 people that that had their accounts nulled and void. So they just wanted to be on safe turf with all of their assets intact
before they said something.
Bitcoin or Hive, before they said anything.
Wow.
You know, but I guess now they will say something.
Yeah.
If
wow.
not, they're fucking stupid. If they don't speak out and make a yeah. rioting loot environment on the internet to get their assets back from Justin Sun. He's just one human being living on the same earth as every fucking body else. Bleep.
every fucking body else. Bleep.
It's not very hard to find. He's not very hard to punish. And if he ain't found and ain't punished, then this internet that we are all on right now doesn't deserve to be what it is right now and should be taken over by Huawei and added to the Chinese CCP, you know, book of assets.
Okay, two things.
We don't deserve to be free and international if he ain't punished by the internet.
I love how you phrase things. Three things, articulate as ever. Number two, I wanted to get back to the silence, but number three, the silence you were referring to isn't the silence I was referring to, but it is a significant silence, and that is that people were too afraid. It felt very communistic for people to go out and say, oh my gosh, from Steam anyway, from Hive, nobody cared. We were all speaking up, but Steamians, a lot of them agreed. A lot of them actually stood beside the 65 secretly. Didn't speak out publicly because how did they know the next day Justin Sun wasn't going to just write them off and take their accounts? And so, yes, you're correct. It wasn't going to happen.
Naked and alone when I spoke up and said that what he did was a theft.
You
and
did.
Almost 24 hours until I saw some respond on the Twitter sphere.
Yes, you did.
By people saying that what he
they
did
agreed.
Was a theft.
Yeah.
And it is still a theft. You know, he should not get away with this. What he did was orchestrating like a Hitler, you know, what he did with Hardfork 23.
I do know.
At the same time, I did warn and tell the witnesses that have been banned from the Steam blockchain that what they did when they soft forked his stake mm-hmm. so that he couldn't power down, vote, or anything with that.
Okay.
That he wouldn't retaliate. So, you know, it's. I guess that if the community witnesses hadn't done what they did, then this situation wouldn't have happened at all.
I do it wouldn't have. It wouldn't have. I don't know how complicit everyone was. I don't know how aware everyone was. I do know that there are some who saw the writing on the wall and flat out refused and ducked out before it happened and would not participate. I do know there are those. I know Agroad was one of them and he warned everybody. So it's hard for me to believe people didn't know what was going on. Agroad made a statement like 3 days before it happened saying, I disagree with this. Please do not like support this decision or something. So it's really hard for me to be like boo-hoo to Binance when they knew what everybody else knew. So I don't know. Maybe it's just after the fact guilt. Maybe it's, ooh, you caught me red-handed. I have to say something public now. Maybe it's, gosh, you ruined my reputation, you son of a bitch. I'm now going to retaliate you. Maybe he was promised something. I don't know, but I do think.
You know, it's what the soft fork didn't do, it didn't take away his stake and put it over to another account and, you know, make it null and void for him.
You're right. It didn't, did it?
It didn't. So what Justin and his minions did was, no, that was a clear heist.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, I like half of those 65, I don't like the other half of the 65. It doesn't change the justice of this.
You're correct.
It was
correct.
A heist, it was a theft.
You're right.
Justin Sun and his minions, but Justin Sun, the general of his army, he is the one responsible for this. And, you know, if he don't make those 65, all of them 65, whole again, you know, he might find himself in his bed with holes in his body.
Yeah.
Because some of those 65 will have paid the people that needs to be paid to make holes in his body. So I don't understand what Justin Sun doesn't understand what internet is and what has been used to in the past.
Well, that's what I was saying when I said it was awfully quiet. I thought, you know, the only reason for silence is one of two things. Silence either means no one's doing nothing, or silence means someone's doing something, we just don't know what that something is. So that's what I think it is, because I know the way people are when they get their money stole. And I know what people who have influence and power are when they get their money stole. So it's like, and then on top of that, it's not just those 65 people, but it's all the internets, all the interwebs, all the blockchains, all the peoples. He's just stacking up enemies right and left. And that is the same mistake that Hitler made. And you do that enough times, there will be no tomorrow. And I mean that. Like, I'm not saying, I'm not making any threats. I'm making predictions. These are predictions. So whatever holes are...
No, I have no reason to make any threats. I'm not among those 65 or hurt by this at all. But, you know, on the prediction market... Justin Sun should realize that his odds are all stacked against him and not for him. So, you know, he has, I don't know how many weeks he has to make it right, but if he ain't making a deal and making it right with those 65, one of those 65 is going to do something brutal and he's going to be victimized by that. You know, it's just... It's
because you cannot, I would just never want, you're taking a risk on your life when you're stealing money away from people, especially people who have a lot of it. You're taking a risk on your life. I don't know where the arrogance comes from. I don't understand it. I think it really is just age. Like, he's such a little baby age-wise. So he doesn't realize what he just did. I'm not saying someone's going to go take care of him, but I will say... There's just enough money rolling around and enough people getting pissed off that are powerful and influential. It's just really hard for me to believe someone's not going to do anything. You just don't get away with stuff like that. And you're right. The blockchain or the internet or the interwebs does not deserve to exist if they can't take care of little idiots like this. I'm not saying they need to go take care of him, like kill him. I'm just saying if they can't take care of idiot things like this, if they can't handle an issue like this, legal precedents or not, like, this should not be happening. You shouldn't be able to go heist like three major blockchains and or exchanges in a row as a 21-year-old or a 101-year-old. It doesn't matter what you're capable of doing. It doesn't matter. We're all plenty of people are capable of doing that. It doesn't mean they do it. Why? Because they know, probably not a good idea.
Many people in this world that would, if you pay the plane tickets for them and add on $10,000 or $5,000 for that matter, depending on where they are from, they'd be more than happy to you know, make Justin Sun die of lead poisoning. That's a no-brainer. The dark web is full.
It is.
So people, especially right now, that are desperate and have access to firearms and offer these kinds of services.
Yeah.
And he is, Justin Sun, has put himself in that kind of danger.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody on the internet would investigate or help any so-called law enforcement after George Floyd figure out anything. You know, what is Justin Sun to the world? Nobody gives a
I still reserve
is a criminal that heisted a lot of internet moderators from their assets and got what he deserved. So, you know, most law enforcement would not dare to put their finger in this case because they have a lot of other things to investigate that they can't figure out. They wouldn't even dare to go into this
It's not that hard to figure out. If you changed code that eliminated money from someone's account, that's stealing. Not that hard to figure out. Really, the only thing they have to figure out is the value of what was taken at the time that it was taken and how much should be returned and to whom it should be returned. My only thing is I understand that there are plenty of people out there chomping at the bit, ready to put some holes in a certain person and fill them with concrete. I get that. My point is sometimes, even if it is inconvenient, in the long run, when you're setting legal precedent, sometimes it's the best route to go. So what I suggest is if all of these people could get together and back the at least one person who's filing a lawsuit, if people could be smart about this and actually help out that lawsuit, we could actually set legal precedent with that one case, and then it would have an effect on the rest of the cases, and they would know that whether they were on as a plaintiff or not, whether they were listed as a plaintiff or even a witness, you know, like a testimony.
I see the world right now, and you know, we have the corona, we have the looting in the Western world. I just don't think that anybody think about law enforcement and the so-called magistrates, the justice halls, to be of any help.
Yeah.
Which is perfect for the internet, has the dark net that has a bunch of people with rifles that are more than willing to go out and do this kind of stuff, you know, without bothering with all the red tape.
You might be right, but sometimes it's cleaner. People don't want to get their hands dirty.
Case for his head. I don't think they will ever be persecuted in the future. I really don't think that there is any law enforcement awake at this time.
I think people don't want to get their hands dirty. I really do. I think people just generally don't want to get their hands dirty. If they can find a cleaner out to do it and also set precedent and also make some waves, they might. They might. I am holding out. I think you make lots of good arguments for sticking. I didn't have to bleep you very much. So thank you for that. I am going to have to actually wrap up the show in like 3 minutes. Are there any last comments before we close the show? From the audience or from anyone, including you?
No, I think I said probably more than I should. But,
I think you've been great.
No,
you've been great.
It's been a great show and it's been a great talk. And I think that, you know, the next few weeks will hopefully we'll see a lot of more people speaking up against Justin injustice, really.
Yeah.
Because he has created this pit, and the only one I see drowning in his pit is Justin, and it would be rightfully so.
And I'm one to say I do not think you're exaggerating or fabricating or being fanciful. This is actually, unfortunately, the real dark world of big business is you don't want to screw people over like that. It doesn't turn out well.
Or small business, for that matter. Yeah. Nobody wants to get screwed by anybody.
Does.
And this guy seems to have made his purpose on the internet.
Yeah.
To screw people they don't agree with and ridicule them with his minions. And from experience, what I've seen on the interwebs before, that just don't go a long way. And, you know, he has digged his own ditch and now he gets to die in it.
He's made his bed and them hens is going to come home to roost. It is true.
Amen.
All right, guys, I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for entertaining the show, entertaining the idea of listening to the show today. Crypto Queen is where it's at. If you like the content, consider following me on Hive, YouTube, or Vim, and make sure and share with your friends. I also list this on my podcast, Crypto Queen. You can pretty much find it anywhere. I'm going to end on Rising Star Radio for the last minute or two, and we will see you next week. I'm probably going to go a little sooner because I don't want to conflict with Carrie Allen's radio show. So we'll probably go a little sooner next week. All right. Peace out, you guys. Love you all. Kisses and hugs, and we'll see you next week. Just closed the music by accident.